Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, September 8th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss President Obama's new strategy for dealing with the Islamic State as outlined in his NATO summit speech last Friday. As you know, the president announced to the world that he had no strategy for dealing with the Islamic State. He referred to ISIS as the junior varsity. Then he came back and referred to them as, quote, a cancer. Vice President Biden remarked that we would follow them to the gates of hell, he said, until they are brought to justice. Secretary of State Kerry and Defense Secretary Hagel made similar hawkish remarks about the Islamic State. The generals, including Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, emphasized that the country is in danger and an attack is imminent, they say. General McInerney, former commander in Afghanistan, recommended that the president go to DEFCON 1, which means an attack on the United States is imminent. So who is correct? Who speaks for the president and who doesn't? Well, the president sought to clarify his strategy and put an end to the confusion with his speech at the NATO summit. He sought to involve NATO and a coalition involving 9 NATO members, the U.S., Britain, France, Australia, Canada, Germany, Turkey, Italy, Poland, and Denmark. The new strategy involves a two-pronged approach, a strengthening of allies on the ground, such as the Kurds and the Peshmerga, with training and modern weapons, while bombing the Islamic State with mostly U.S. air power. At the same time, efforts will be made to involve allies in the Middle East, especially Sunni countries that do not share the Islamic State's vision. Secretary of State Kerry and Defense Secretary Hagel will be in the Middle East this week to plead their case to Arab leaders. The president is said to have met personally at the summit with King Abdullah of Jordan and Turkish President Recep Erdogan. Secretary of State Kerry emphasized that there would be, quote, no boots on the ground, meaning that America would not recommit combat troops to Iraq, calling that, quote, a red line for everybody here, end quote. At the same time, Mr. Kerry was drawing his red line in the sand. Canada said it would send several dozen military advisors to bolster more than 700 American military advisors already there on the ground. Australia and Britain were mentioned for their ability to commit well-trained special forces troops. The last part of the president's new strategy is to target Islamic State finances, including the sale of its oil from captured oil wells. The president mentioned that he hopes the new NATO alliance will become a model for how NATO deals with other terrorist groups around the world, groups including Boko Haram in Nigeria and Al-Shabaab in East Africa. So NATO comes back on center stage, and the president's strategy does more than just attack the Islamic State. It also seeks to revitalize and rebuild an alliance that perhaps has overexpanded but has certainly waned in influence and power under President Obama. In fact, I heard the Iranian leadership say just yesterday that America, in their opinion, is no longer a powerful force under President Obama. Hopefully they understand that while we here in America must endure President Obama for more than 2 more years, his power to weaken and destroy us could be diluted somewhat in the November elections. In Africa, Boko Haram, the brave jihadist group that specializes in child rape and attacks on little girls, says that it may declare a caliphate in Nigeria and other parts of West Africa. What about Al-Shabaab in Somalia, although an American attack just killed its leader, Ahmed Godan? The group controls a great deal of territory in East Africa. Now for some good news. The Arab League Nations, which consists of 22 nations, voted to take all necessary steps to oppose the Islamic State. This is indeed good news because most Arab states are members, and it shows they recognize the threat to civilized people everywhere around the world. Finally, perhaps the rise of many jihadist groups will bring with it many caliphates like the one announced by Boko Haram, all declaring that they speak for all Muslims worldwide. Competition will inevitably occur, causing perhaps the groups to weaken and burn out like a contagious virus. One hopes and prays for such results, but before that happens, the world, I'm afraid, is in for a long and difficult struggle. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.